Hail, you heroes, hawks, heralds, crows, pirates, and wardens. Welcome to the Dragon Age Lorecast, where we unpack, discuss, and galaxy brain about all the lore behind the Dragon Age series.
We are so excited to bring you this podcast. Every episode, we'll be talking about a different topic in the Dragon Age universe. From character deep dives to exalted marches and elven gods, we will cover it all.
There will be spoilers. And always remember, swooping is bad.
Hello and welcome to the Dragon Age Lorecast. I am one of your hosts, Austin, also known as Teacup, who totally did not forget that he is the one who intros this podcast.
And I'm Shelby, your other host, who knows and is waiting on Austin to introduce the podcast every week. We are super excited to be here today. Austin, I know we're doing something special, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have all of our patrons here, and not just like our regular First Enchanter patrons who are with us once a month anyways. We've invited all of our patrons of any tier to come on the show tonight because we are doing a game show. It's the holiday season. I know there's tons and tons of holidays that happen in December, end of the year. So we're just celebrating all of those things, celebrating Dragon Age Day, and having a whole lot of fun. So we are going to do a game show. It's called Canon or Fanon. So we'll have a bunch of questions and the participants will all have to decide whether or not they think the fact is true in canon or if it's fan created. So before we get started, let's just run through really quickly and you can tell everyone who's listening your name, and we'll start with Andy.
Hi, I'm Andy.
Hello, I am Lizzie or LVCC13.
Hello, I'm Nick or Capricorn Tower, the reigning Quizquisition champion.
That's right. Maybe we'll see if you can keep your title.
Hey, I'm Steven.
Hi, guys. Wild Kiwi has appeared. My name is Kirwin, but most people just call me Kiwi.
Hello. Can you hear me now? My name is Alexander, or just Sander.
Awesome. Thank you. And lastly, we have Jay Ambrosian.
Hi, I'm Jay, otherwise known as Ambrosian.
All right. Well, Austin, I think that we are ready to go ahead and just jump right in and see where it takes us tonight.
All right. So I am your host for this game show, Canon or Fanon. I will be reading you the questions. Our first question on Canon or Fanon: the brothel in Val Royeaux is called the Gilded Mask.
All right, that one is Fanon.
All right, so we've got Shelby is our official scorekeeper, but you can also keep your own score to help keep us accountable. So that's 1 point for everyone who guessed Fanon. Our next question: the Trevelyan Inquisitor has Avar heritage. I feel like I can play because I don't know any. I have no idea.
I literally read you these questions out like 3 weeks ago. So no, you cannot play.
Okay. ADHD brain. Okay. I don't remember this morning.
It's an unfair advantage.
Yes. All right. Are we ready?
Yes.
I think so.
All right. Submit your answers.
That would indeed be Fanon.
Fanon.
I did add that they are related to Dorian, though.
That's a tough one, because it's
this
possible.
One is mine.
It is hard, because the Inquisitor is related to, like, literally everyone. But I did read this really interesting fanfic with a Cullen romanced Inquisitor who did have Avar heritage, and then they like went back and visited her family. It was spicy. Anyway.
I need a link for that, please.
Okay.
All right, next on canon or fanon, Cullen Rutherford has a sister named Mia Rutherford. I actually do know this one.
If you listened to the Two Girls, One Ship episode about Cullen recently, you should know the answer to this.
All right. That is indeed canon. I know that because I did the research for our Cullen Rutherford character deep dive.
So I know that because I'm in love with him.
Same.
I mean, me too.
Much about Cullen, so
I only know that because he was the last one I romanced.
My canon is that the Inquisitor and Mia are best friends.
That's your fan.
My canon is that Liliana and the Inquisitor are best friends. Liliana and Mia are best friends. You know they write to each other.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who told her where Cullen was.
Oh, that's cute. All right. Moving along.
But next on canon or fanon, Cullen's sister Mia owns a vineyard in the South Reach. That is fanon.
Me.
I'm pretty sure she still lives in Honley.
Actually, this is a good question because she does live in South Reach, but the vineyard thing is just like someone's fanon.
Yes. That is correct.
I thought it was a farm that they had.
Yeah, it was definitely like a bucolic setting. I know the happily ever after is like you go to the farm.
Yeah. I'm being
you
tricky with these.
And you have all the dogs.
Yes.
I wrote one question in this.
You
and
did.
You're going to guess which one it is.
The Fenris question is yours.
I don't think there is a Fenris question. I know.
What?
Sorry. All right.
In universe, the Dragon Age was originally meant to be the Sun Age. We all know what Elgernon did to the sun. Or if you listen to our podcast, you know.
Yikes.
Yeah.
This is canon.
Oh. Also, like, the Chantry is the one who names the ages. Like, I feel like it's a little, like, really you call yourself the sun age?
Yeah, that's fair.
Next question. An Inquisitor romancing Solas tries to get him to like tea. Solas doesn't like tea.
Hates it.
You've clearly never romanced Solas, Austin.
He detests the stuff.
Have you listened to the pot? Of course I haven't romanced Solas.
Yeah, that's fair.
And I'm never doing it because I romanced Anders at everyone's bequest, being like, oh, Austin, you need to romance Anders. And then I hated it. And then I killed him.
No, I was just going to say Solas's romance is so much better than Anders.
I mean, it really is. And I don't even like it.
I've watched videos.
Okay. Anyway.
I want to romance Solas and then get the option to tell him at the end of Trespasser and be like, when have I ever cared about what you have to say?
Okay.
To do?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably not.
I think it is if you like hatefully break up with him, basically.
Oh, yeah. You can.
Cool. So let's move on to the answer to this one, which is that is fanon.
I got it again. Yay.
Fun fact, this is the only thing that Solas and I have in common is that neither of us like tea.
All right. Next question.
All right. Sarah grew up in the haunted orphanage in Denerim. That is indeed fanon. That is fan in of a person in this chat right now.
That's me. That is my personal fan in.
True. I think it should be since it's not.
One that would make sense, but it's never been confirmed 100% yes. by any of yes. the writers. Okay.
Yeah.
It's also it's kind of like the Sarah being the red Jenny that you can give the box to in Denerim in Origins.
Yes.
Like she kind of confirms that one in Inquisition, but it's kind of, it might also just be a throwaway line. So
yeah, we just don't really know.
All right. Anders gave Sir Pouncelot to Nathaniel Howe.
All right, everybody ready? That is Fanon.
Oh. All right, next on Fanon versus Fanon. Daedalus archers create their ironbark bows by singing them from the trees. I think we're ready.
Okay.
That is indeed Fanon. If I wrote that this was... question, so I wrote multiple questions, actually. This is lore from the Inheritance Cycle. That is how the elves in
that's why.
The Inheritance Cycle create familiar. Their bows.
That's why. Sneaky. Sneaky.
Yeah, Austin, I think you wrote two questions. Yeah. But anyway.
The one and only brother Ferdinand Genetivi, seminal work, In Pursuit of Knowledge, Travels of a Chantry Scholar, was the most read book in Thedas until 936 Dragon, when Varric Tethrys, Hard and Hightown series, took the lead. All right, I believe we are ready. That is indeed canon. Which does this, now the question is, do more people just want to read Hard in Hightown, or is Varric a better writer than Brother Genetivi?
I think that a better editor and promoter.
I think also people just want to read fiction more than they want to read history and nonfiction. Personally.
Also, have Makes you sense. Seen Varric's portrait on the back of his books? We all know what's selling that.
Agreed. And you know that his books have smut in them. Like, canonically, they do. So, yes. Anyway.
Next question. After the Inquisitor loses their arm, Cassandra teaches them how to fight one-handed.
All right.
All right. Let's see. That is indeed Fanon.
Ben.
I want to know, there are two instances where the Inquisitor would have to learn to use one hand, and that is there's a two-handed warrior or a archer. And I want to know how you shoot a bow and arrow with one hand.
That's fair.
I believe if you join the Red Jennies, the Inquisitor has a crossbow attached to their stub.
Oh, okay, cool.
One time Bianca gets given to someone else her schematics for that.
Okay, canon or fanon, a romance to Liliana made a flower crown for the hero of Ferelden, but Dog ate it first. That darn dark barkspawn.
We love him.
We do. He's the best. So that is definitely fanon. Oh, no! Lizzie, dang, did you get that one wrong?
I did. I have never romanced Liliana. That sounded true to me. That sounds like something she would do.
I do think it's on brand for her.
That sounds like something Origins Liliana would do.
That also sounds on brand for the dog.
And yeah. Dog, yes.
Dog would absolutely be.
And yes.
All right, next one. The Inquisitor and companions host a first day party at Skyhold. I feel like this question is on theme for our last patron chat. All right, I believe we're ready.
Yay.
Fanon.
That is in Fanon. Yeah.
This sounds like I wrote, actually. But I wrote fics about parties.
I've read this fic like six times. Six different authors, I swear.
Yes. All right. Ogryn's house voted to join Bronca's house after she became a paragon, so House Kadrat no longer exists. Canon or Fanon?
I know this one.
All right.
I listened to that episode.
That is indeed canon.
Yeah.
Those of you listening, if you have not listened to our Ogryn episode, I encourage it because even I gained a little sympathy for our little drunken dwarf.
I've always had a soft spot for him.
So much therapy.
So much therapy.
All right. Varric is the writer behind the Randy Dowager. And the answer is, that is Fanon. A very plausible fan theory, but fan theory nonetheless.
A fan theory that has been...
That's what I thought,
that
too.
Has been disproven.
Yes.
It's
yes.
Brother Jen of TV, who
yes.
is
the author. Oh. I think we find that out in Tevinter Nights, so...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely a fun read, if you haven't read that one yet. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, he's so funny.
He is hilarious. And there is a really fun fic that I enjoy particularly that is basically Varric just writing. It's like a column where people write in and then he's like responding. And so it's really funny.
Canon or Fanon, the Evanuris had internal conflicts. Many of them despised one of their own, Silas. Right. Canon or Fanon? That is canon. Believe it or not, the Evanuris do not get along. Who knew?
Wow, so shocking.
There's conflict in Thedas. Solas has woken up from Uthanera multiple times. Canon or Fanon? Let's see. Mm-hmm. Fanon. For now. It is Fanon for now. All right, next. The Chantry has changed and adjusted the Chant of Light many times throughout history. Canon or Fanon? That is indeed canon.
I think everybody got that one.
If you make Liliana the divine, she changes it. In 942 dragon.
Hey, the Book of Chartan is back.
Yes. The official name for Solas's orb that he gave to Corypheus is Orva et Helen. All right, we ready?
I have no idea.
Let's do it.
There's 50% that you could be right or wrong.
Yes. Oh, that is Fanon. I also wrote this question. Orva et Helen is Elvish for Apple of Eden.
Kind of. As close as it can be.
Yeah. Capricorn's over here like, I know everything about Dragon Age. Move over, cups. It's my podcast now. When a new age comes about, the Chantry includes a transitional year belonging to neither age. That is canon, yes.
Okay.
Kind of them. Right. How kind of them to just be like, we need a break.
Yeah, this one's in a codex, I think, about calendars in Inquisition. So
I think I was trying to figure out how old somebody was once.
So, yeah. Do you think like an actual writer sits and writes these codex, or there's just like some poor like aware intern who's like, here, I'll write this?
No, it is the writing team, because Patrick Weeks famously hates writing codex entries. I should say they have posted on Twitter about it multiple times. So, yeah.
The month of August is the eighth month in both Thetis and our world.
All right. That is canon.
Canon. Do they use the Gregorian calendar?
I don't know what that means. So Razor.
That's our calendar.
No, they have different names for the months, but I think it's set up similarly.
Alistair always felt like portraits in Redcliffe Castle were following and watching him. Canon or fanon? I think I know the answer to this.
I think I do, but I don't know for sure.
And the answer is fanon.
Darn it.
That's a good one, because I feel like that's something he would say.
Right?
And something he would feel.
Yep.
The tavern in Crestwood is the rusted horn. Should be the underwater horn.
Okay.
The zombie horn.
That is canon. Deep mushrooms grow on the carcasses of dead spiders. Yeah, that is canon.
Really? I have never seen them on that.
The next time you see a deep mushroom, specifically in the, I'm forgetting the name of the region now, but down south where it's constantly gross and you're like in a bog. If you look closely, yes, if you look closely at them, you can see what looks like a very bare bones carcass of a spider. It's easier to see it there because they're outside.
Gross.
It's very gross.
Interesting.
Yes.
Cassandra and Varric have romantic feelings for each other. Canon or fanon?
That is
indeed,
of course, canon. Every fanfic ever.
Yeah, I feel like everyone should have gotten that one.
Just because two people are arguing all the time does not mean they are about to kiss.
But why
really
not?
What your books say.
All right, next one. Lyrium addicts squatted in Skyhold before the fledgling Inquisition found it.
Found Skyhold, that is.
Yes. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know. And the answer is, that is fanon. You can find a giant albino spider named Snowball. And that is canon. I don't know where.
That spider. I think it's in the butt. I don't remember where it is.
I'm pretty sure it's in Crestwood. And then
yes,
if
it
you,
is. It's such a pain.
Yes, because it's in the caves underneath.
I was going to say, I think it's underground somewhere.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever done that.
And I'm it's a pain sure, in the tuchus.
I'm pretty sure I've done everything in Inquisition.
Clearly not.
Well, I haven't romanced Solas, so that's a false statement. So,
yes.
Canon or fanon, just like our world, Thetis celebrates an All Saint or All Souls Day dedicated to remembering the dead. And we are ready. That is canon. And next question. After the Exalted Council, Skyhold was decommissioned yet preserved. That is canon.
I think this is the last question. So,
okay.
Here we
go. The royal family of Orlais, the Valmonts, have a long lost line of bastards under the surname Beaumont. And the answer is Fanon. That is like, I'm going to see the dentist who is named Prentist.
I'm not surprised either way.
Yeah. I feel like that's another one that I'm like, this could be true.
I feel like it's like you think you know a series very well, and then half of this is just going me going, seems legit and guessing. Mm-hmm. So
that's me too.
Well, I was thinking, isn't Trevor Beaumont in Castlevania?
Yeah, the Belmont family. That's why I Belmont. Said
Fanon. So I was like, is this a Castlevania crossover? That would be really cool. I'd like to write that.
I'll be honest, I just Googled French surnames and picked one at random. So I will total us up. But Austin, if you want to kind of let everybody go around and plug whatever they have to plug in the meantime while I do that, that would be great.
So we'll start with Andy. Just tell people like where they can find you on the Discord or wherever, and if you have anything to plug.
Sure. I am on Discord as Gandalf's Alt, Gandalf's _ Alt, like Gandalf's Alt account to help you remember. And I'm also under AO3, Archive of Our Own, under the same name.
I am Lizzie or LVCC13. You can find me on Discord on that as well. And you can also hear my voice in the Avengers audio drama where I play the Wasp.
Yeah, I'm Nick or Capricorn Tower. I mostly am just on the Discord.
And then we have Steven or Crimson Knight, as he is his other persona.
Yes, I am Crimson Knight on Discord.
And then the Wild Kiwi.
I am Wild Kiwi on the Discord, and I am also on AO3, and I believe it's under Wild Abandon. I have not switched over to Dragon Age just yet, but there's a lot of other things on there.
Yeah. And then Xander.
I'm Baymax with an exclamation point on the Discord.
I am Ambrosian on Discord.
So, thank you all for being here. Thank you for your support. If you would like to join us on Patreon, you can go to patreon.com/DALLorecast. I almost said patreon.com/holocronhistories, but that is not correct. It is patreon.com/DALLorecast. And you can sign up at any tier. If you sign up at our first enchanter tier, you can come and join us on these monthly chats and have a lot of fun with us. And so other than that, I think we're ready for our totals.
We are indeed. So I think I got everyone's numbers correct. If you have a different total than me, I will just go with yours. But these are the numbers that I came up with. So in last place, we have Wild Kiwi with 11. And then
I have 15.
You have 15? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Nope, that's okay.
Okay, so actually you have 15. And then after that, I had Steven with 18. Was that correct according to your calculations or no?
I had 17.
Okay. See, I gave you one and took away three from Kerwin. So I don't know. Anyway, and then after that, I have Xander with 20.
Oh, okay. I have 22, but
okay.
I don't think it's much of a difference.
Well, Ambrosian had 21, so it makes a little bit of a difference. But Xander and Andy, I have you guys tied at 22. And then I have Lizzie at 23 and our reigning right. champion, Capricorn Tower, at 26. So, congratulations. I do feel like you know so much about Dragon Age lore. I'm totally not at all surprised that you kept your crown. So,
yeah, it just lives in my head rent free, and I feel like I am much worse at other things that are actually useful because of it.
Hey,
you ever too. Think about what you could do if that wasn't taking up space in your head? Because I do
all the time.
Just be a different game. It would just be a different game.
That's who are we fooling? True.
So now we have to come up with a Discord title because I want it to be different from last year's.
We'll come up with some options and we'll let you vote.
Does anyone have ideas? No.
Raging Cannon.
Maybe
brains are broken.
Seeker of truth.
Seeker of truth.
I like that, cannon, actually.
Cannonball.
But spelled with one N.
Correct.
Cool. Well, I will look up some other options too, and I'll put a poll in the patron chat, and it'll be fun. But yeah, so thanks everybody for joining us on our yearly trivia game show, whatever you want to call it. These are always really fun for us to create and for us to play as a group together. So thank you all so much for being here and supporting the show and just coming and having a great time.
So special thank you to our first patrons, Genesis and Lisa M. And then another special thank you to our Nug King, Lewis H. And I'm going to say it again because he gets thanked twice on the show. So thank you to our Nug King, Lewis H. And thank you all for being here and being an awesome part of the show. And thank you all for listening to the Dragon Age Lorecast. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Dragon Age Lorecast. You can find us on Twitter at DALorecast.
If you have any lore questions, topics to unpack, or side character suggestions, join our Cups Podcasting and More Discord server. It's easily the best place on the internet. You can also support us financially through our Patreon. You can find us there on patreon.com/DragonAgeLorecast.
The Dragon Age Lorecast is part of the Robots Radio Network. For more information about the Robots Radio Network, join the Discord server via the link in our episode description.
If you enjoyed the show or learned something new today, please subscribe, leave us a review, and join the Patreon. And if you enjoyed our intro and outro music, give a big thank you to Pipe Man Studios. Thank you, Pipe Man. Thanks again for listening to the Dragon Age Lorecast. We'll see you next time.
Have you ever wanted to deep dive into the lore and stories behind all your favorite Marvel movies? Then do we have the show for you. I'm Captain Shenko.
And I'm Psych88. Join us as we dissect the media megalith that is the MCU. We'll talk about the origin stories, the fights, and everything in between.
The MCU Lorecast releases on all major podcasting platforms on Mondays as part of the Robots Radio Rocket Club and can be found on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.